Romy Wagner, first of all, let's cover the Quick Trip and rezoning thing. Is that project dead now?
Well, I think from a Quick Trip point of view, that it won't go there. But I think you have to remember that we didn't vote down Quick Trip. We voted down a zoning change for whatever would be possibly going in there. The UDD was shot down. And Quick Trip would have had to go back to the Planning Commission and really pass it and bring their specific building and things back to the council again. So I don't think Quick Trip will come back there. I hope they go to a different site. I hope they have backups for that, because they're a good corporate partner in the city, creating the jobs, having the convenience stores there. Like I said over and over again, they're great to have in the neighborhood, but it's been determined just not that neighborhood, not that piece of property. We didn't rezone it.
There were some questions asked about the city's overall plan, and the big question I have there is, if the city puts in freeway access, four-lane road on Bridge Street down to the downtown river area, which is some residential, some business, where do you end the line of where business goes in and where it doesn't?
I think that's a real good question you asked, because Bridge Street was put together and remodeled as one of the main entrances, the two main entrances into Wausau. If that's the corridor that we're promoting to get downtown, to get up 3rd Street, to get into this East Riverfront District, I believe that the idea of having businesses come along there and stuff, the traffic that's going to be there, I really think that that is part of the comprehensive plan. As Brad Lentz said, we have the comprehensive plan, but there's room for negotiating in there, and possibly the convenience store was a step to transitioning into the residential area from the medical buildings and things.
So with that in mind, what might ever end up on that piece of property?
Well, I think it was made pretty clear that now it has to be put out on the market, hopefully by the diocese, for another medical type, whether it's the dentist, the chiropractors, the type medical field. Mr. Overbeck stated that the medical field is the one that's growing, yet the buildings are being increased. So let's hope that somebody goes out and finds a need for that we still build a tax base there. They don't have to ask for any TIF money. That was the nice thing about this, is no one was asking for us to put any money in the pot to get it going. I hope that now in the months to come, somebody comes back with a proposal for that corner. I think it's sad that the Samuels building right up on 17th has a lot of empty offices in it. The third building up from the corner is completely empty. Mr. Godorzi has been trying to peddle that for a couple of years, I believe. The ones right on the corner there seem to be filled with the dentist's fields and things like that, but there's other office buildings right out there that have a need to fill. I hope somebody would come in and build a building there, but with my fingers crossed, I'd say it's unlikely at this time.
As you look at the potential to draw traffic off of Highway 51, let's say they're looking for gas, there's only a couple places you can put something like that to get them off the road and draw business into Wausau, Bridge being one of them. Stewart is a little bit off the beaten path. They may not get off the freeway for something that's that far away from the exit. We know that the U and Business 51 interchange is still a ways from being finished. So do you think maybe this is a mistake in the long run?
I do believe it was a mistake. But I'm also surprised that Mr. Zietlow said that they weren't trying to attract traffic off of the highway. Because I happened to sit at Newman High School last weekend all day Saturday and all day Sunday for our Optimus basketball tournament. Teams came from all over the state. I asked them, how did you find Newman High School or Wausau West High School? Were the maps good? People would say, boy, Wausau's a hard place to buy gas. If I got off on Stewart Avenue, there's no gas station. They would have had to go all the way to 3rd Avenue for gas. And if they missed that one because it was on the left side of the road, they went around the mall. If they were in the wrong lane, they didn't see the one by the courthouse. Bridge Street, they get off on. Different ones were saying it would have been nice to be able to get off, freshen up, get our Gatorade, get our gas, get ready to leave town again. But they asked where the closest gas station was, and as they headed out to Wausau East, where their next game was, well, then they found a gas station down on 1st or 3rd Avenue down in there farther. So if those are the two main entrances to Wausau, we need to get a convenience store gas station there. And I think it was a mistake to feel that we didn't need it on the entrance to Bridge Street. I think they're a good corporate partner. They would have taken care of the neighborhood. It was going to be a beautiful looking building. Maybe they can build it on where the old movie theater was in the county market parking lot there. There's a great big corner of a parking lot. Maybe that's a good place for a convenience store. Oh, no, that's right. It would be a gas station because the supermarket is there, and that would be the convenience store if you're already there. But there is no easy place to find gas on the way into town if you're from out of town.
And the other side of the freeway is not easy to develop either because of the geography, and a lot of those sites are already filling up with medical buildings.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty well established over there. But there are also a lot of empty buildings over there now, too. So I would hope that before people build new ones, they get into refurbishing, remodeling, reusing the ones that they have. But it seems it's popular for people in the medical field to build new.
Let's go back to a previous meeting today. You had Committee of the Whole met talk about the riverfront development. How'd that go?
Well, that was a very interesting plan that they put out. It was very preliminary. The company had been commissioned to do that, and it was interesting. The different aspects of what could be used down there, how it could promote the city of Wausau, everything from medium range apartments and condos to some office space to some restaurants, a little section of restaurants by the Stenchfield Creek, I believe, using the edge of the river as an off drop for patios outside of restaurants. I like the idea of nice restaurants. There was a park proposed in it for playing, but to have some medium-range condos. They have extremely high-range condos in Wausau on top of the Jefferson Street Inn, I believe, but they showed in their demographics that the people that now are looking to reside in the area, the 20 to 30 years, they had a name for them, but that they don't necessarily want to drive cars to places. They want to have access through walking, biking. They necessarily aren't going to have kids, or they may only have one. So they would be young professionals that they feel that's what we need to focus on there. Or the older retired people like myself, if in a few years, that you don't necessarily want to get in a car and go someplace. You want to be able to walk and look after your health and your eating and shopping habits right downtown. They said a strong mall was an important thing for the retail, for the people that live down there to be able to walk to it. And we have one of the strongest malls, they said, in their studies.
But even then, that mall's got a little bit of a concern right now.
Right now, the mall has some serious concerns. And those are things that the city and the mall people, we have to work through that. We have to keep that mall strong, do whatever we can to help them stay strong. They're losing an anchor tenant in Penny's and three or four other stores. They're hurting. We got to do something to help them.
As you look at the plan discussed in the committee of the whole meeting, what's next for that plan, and what do you think will come of it?
Well, now the plan is going back to the various committees to work out the budget and the timeline for it and to give direction to the consultant to fine-tune it. To see what phases they suggest we can do it in. Major concern is the railroad tracks that go through there and how to clean up the edge of the river. So right now it's going to be clean up any brownfield area from the Hammer Blow building It was, the contamination was capped by the floor. The concrete floor is still there. It's just covered. So we'll have to have that taken out and really have any contamination addressed before we can commit any money to redeveloping it.